Lake Trash Miami, Nosefucker, XL. Hey, everybody, welcome. Hi, diggity dog.
Welcome to the condo. We're one short.
It's been a few weeks. Fade me out. No, bring it up a little bit. This is Fiddlehead.
Hello. Hey, you're late. Traffic?
No, I'm here.
What do you think of this record here we're listening to? It's got a nice little throwback vibe for us here. I was drumming on the plane to this today.
Sorry for all the fiddling noises. All right, why don't you describe the scene out our window there?
There's an ocean, there's pussy, there's a bunch of shit.
Hot dog.
I don't know about the pussy, maybe.
About dolphins?
We saw
six dolphi today.
We saw dolphin sharks.
We saw a bell dolphine.
I wish.
That's a little joke for everybody. Welcome to Lake Trash. This is season two, coming to you live from Miami. This is Biff Dork.
Oh, Marlon.
PK.
Oh, we have some guests with us today.
We'll have a guest. You want to say hi over there? Anonymous guest one.
I talk a lot.
Hi.
Oh, there he is. A little shy.
Hispanic. All right. We'll ease into it.
You know, you just weigh in when you feel necessary. We also have one of our primary sponsors of the pod delivering drinks right now.
Wow, what a man.
Don Yell.
The Italian.
Anywhere Movers.
Can we get the that drink down there and give it to me now? Oh, there's a gate on the audio, so make sure you speak up into these temporary mics.
I'm sure they love all the background noise of you pop it.
You pop it, and then you take a big old whiff.
But you pop it into the mic. Go ahead.
Pop it into the mic. It's a nose fucker. There you go. Now take a big whiff. Oh, you're a pussy, dude.
You're gay. You're gay.
You're pussy and you're gay.
Then you eat it.
All right, listeners at home, check this out.
Oh, that was a good snap.
We're popping brewskis or hanging with dude skis.
What is this, vodka soda? I don't want this.
It's some kind of seltzer. It's beer. They're sponsoring the pod, High Noon Sun Sips, vodka and soda, 100 calories, perfect to keep the beach bod tight and to get your dick probably not all that
soft.
Hard after you've had too many, actually.
Why don't you throw a picture of these mic stands up on the Patreon so they can see what we're hunched over.
You want me to do some live shit. Thank you all to the Patreon subscribers, by the way. Patreon.com/LakeTrash. We're really up in our subscriber game. I think we're up to two.
Two.
So good work, everybody.
And I have not subscribed.
Let me tell you.
I wonder who else has. We're up to two.
You are missing out.
Saving up.
Okay.
Well, we are on location on South Beach, Miami. It's 7:47 on Thursday evening. We've been out swimming with dolphins. We've been out eating sandwiches.
We had a great sandwich. Tell them about the sandwich. Come on.
La Sandorici. how would you say it in French, my French friend?
La Sandwicheria.
And we met a young man, a young local named Hesh, told us, hey, you're about
he
to
said
order
you
sandwiches.
You got to get the Hesh.
He said, you need to get this. You need ham, turkey, roast beef, toasted with avocado,
croissant
veggies all the way on a croissant. And then PK walked up and ordered a different sandwich.
The Terminator.
So, but we the rest of us got it.
He did get the Terminator.
If you're ever in Miami,
and Hesh rolled his eyes.
In the Los Angeles, get you the Hesh. You'll be feeling good.
I think I want to say le sandwicheria.
I think that's pretty close, actually.
La sandwicherie, like boulangerie patisserie.
Hold
French
on.
Faggot.
I think I talk a lot. It's about to pop a nose fucker. Let's see how he does here.
Here we go.
We have no idea what we're going to do tonight. We're probably going to walk around the strip feeling like absolute losers.
Oh, he shit his pants.
Damn, he's rock hard.
He's got his,
he come his,
got
he
his
come
sunglasses
his
on. He looks like Ray Charles.
We all took a sildenafil before this, a generic Viagra. We're rock hard. We're propping the table up with our bones. Is your microphone on?
It was. I turned it down.
Oh, okay.
If you're going to say something, signal me. I'll pod you right back up.
That's it. he turned you all the way down anywhere, movers.
So,
how you boys been? Been a while.
What has it been? 2-3 weeks?
At least. You probably won't post this for another two.
Get around to it. So, it's Pride Month down here. And a lot of gays.
We're loud and proud.
What are they proud of?
their homosexuality.
Imagine that.
Are you okay over there?
No, I'm
not. Shaky.
He's got a lot of cords. He's got a
too
drink.
Many cords.
That drink's going to go down here in a minute. I got a feeling about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going down.
I need to get these color-coded XLR cords. This is nice.
Yeah, it is nice to know.
Muted
who,
you.
Who's who. We got these from
our... You had something to say, and you muted his ass.
I was just telling PK to watch out for the board.
Oh.
All right. Thank you. Good input.
Anywhere Movers.
Let me do something here.
That's our sponsor, Anywhere Movers. Give them a call if you need to move a safe. $375 flat fee to move a safe. If anything else...
Empty safe, full safe, gun safe, what?
You got to pot them up. Quit turning them down. Let them talk.
972-837-7092.
Safe Movers. Anywhere.
They'll move your safes.
Everywhere Movers.
You know what I think, guys?
What?
I think drop anywhere. It's cleaner.
I know. I think anywhere but here Movers. Because like, I get Movers. The fuck out of this place.
Fuck me Movers.
You do have to watch them.
That's good.
They had a... he did have to fire a guy the other day because he was sniffing panties while they were moving. They caught him in the laundry room.
He was thought it was do anything Movers.
This is not true.
Don't. Okay. Liability.
Yeah.
For legal reasons, that's a joke.
Off the record.
Nah, a friend of mine is going to start a competing business, though.
What's it called?
Everywhere Movers.
Shit. Based out of Miami.
So loud.
Yeah, you're
his
handle
is so loud.
Take it off.
Oh, like I'm doing, like I'm at the improv.
Your stand-up.
What's the deal with Jews?
Oh, do your 5 minutes.
There's a lot of them here.
This is a classic Jew haven. I'm a big fan of the Jew, personally.
I like Seinfeld.
What they're doing with the world, controlling the banks.
You know what it is New York has a death tax. So you're Jewish, you're in New York, you get a lot of money, and then right before you die... You moved to Florida. That's why they come down here to die.
You know, I saw me a TikTok the other day. I'm on TikTok now, everybody, by the way.
Oh, yeah? What's your handle?
I'm not ready to share that. I'm working up some good talks to share. We do need a late.
You want to know mine?
I need a Lake Trash talk.
We have one.
Oh, shit. I knew that.
Mine is at Lake Trash Official.
Follow Lake Trash Official for good talks from
we
the Miami weekend.
We post content daily.
That thing right now looks like just a lot of Miami content.
If you want to see some... hot pussy, big dicks, hot guys with broad chests and big muscles and like
in the latest
great
dance moves
lines.
And sketches and
Bible verses.
And they make a lot of money and they'll take care of you.
Oh my God.
I'm just looking for sugar daddy this weekend.
God.
No, but this place is crawling with Jews.
No, but we need to talk about that rat tail.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about your look.
I got a new look going, LEWK. Miami looks. I thought going to my stylist Amy at Knockouts. Hey, shout out Amy. I know you're a big trashy
bitch.
Welcome aboard.
Right.
And I say, I need a cut. She says, okay. This guy wants it high and tight like the rest of these clowns in here.
Yeah. She says, say no more. I probably know
I
what
said,
you want.
Stop. Wait just a second.
Probably wants a military discount.
I want you to cut me nice and tight on the sides. Leave a little bit more on the top. But
here's a catch.
I want a rat tail.
A rat tail?
She said, what? I said, this thing, and I pulled up a picture on Google, and then she laughed at me.
Wow.
And the Asian woman next to her laughed at me, and the guy getting high and tight next to me also laughed.
You bust that Asian in her face?
I said, listen, I'm trying to get a laugh.
She's like, you're going to get one.
I'm going for gasps. So let's get the rat tail going. And to her credit, to Amy's credit, she'd never done a rat tail before. She was from Terrell.
Okay. Is she following the pod now?
I don't fucking know. I didn't tell
you
her
should have fucking
shit.
Gave her a little business card.
Next time I'll tell her. Real piece of shit. She had to be like in her 40s. She was very athletic looking, had kind of broad shoulders. Clearly had some lip filler done.
Okay.
Where's this at?
Knockouts. Overall.
Okay.
Off Beltline.
Yeah, there you go. And she's telling me.
Haven't been.
Hey, I used to smoke crack. Hey, I didn't like
hey, what's
school.
The deal with crack?
I dropped out of school. I'm like, yeah, I can tell.
And she just wanted a rat tail.
And clearly she had worked there.
Your life story, bitch.
She was telling me she had worked there 17 years before. I'm like, there's no fucking way this thing's been here for 17 years.
Knockouts but, isn't a 17-year-old concept.
Apparently it has been because she was like, my old boss, I wore pants to work, and he said, listen, Amy, everyone here comes here to see the girls in shorts. I said, he can't say that.
Well, he should say that.
And she
though.
Said, well, I'm fucking out of here. And I said, good for you, Amy. Now get back to work on that fucking rat tail.
Great story. Mind finishing the haircut so I get the fuck out of here?
Can I get the hot towel on the face?
Mm-hmm. Well,
they will just talk to you, these stylists.
So you get the MVP at Dockouts?
Is that what it is?
That's what it is at Sport Clip.
Well, I tried.
I think it's called the heavyweight at Knockouts.
I had a man cut my hair on Wednesday.
Nice.
Nothing gayer than that.
Except sucking. Well, no, not
no,
sucking.
No, there's
one.
Nothing gayer than having a man cut your hair.
Is it gayer to top or bottom a man?
I tried to get my hair cut at Sports Clips.
We remember that fiasco.
And it was closed this time.
Okay.
He went to Great Clips.
So then I went to Knockouts and tried to find your lady.
Amy.
Like it's an hour wait.
Yes, for Amy.
And so then I had to go to Great Clips.
Hold on, let me hit record. I'm just kidding.
And I got a Nigerian woman.
Whoa.
Nigerians can cut. We got Nigerian trashies out there, and they know how to cut hair.
And she was saying, I can't.
Let's see. Hold on.
Let me hear that Nigerian accent.
When I go to...
Tell the truth.
Nigeria.
No.
I can't bring dried fish back. I don't understand.
I cannot bring dried fish.
That's the plight of the Nigerians.
I was like, what are you talking about, lady?
We've really got to work on our impressions.
She probably can't bring any fish back.
But she was very nice. She did a great job.
Yeah. She did good. You look really good.
I think that's where haircuts were invented.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but she said people in Nigeria, they're crazy.
They got a weird wild boy president, right?
Yeah. He shut down. He took down Twitter because they
That's
booted.
Right. He's a wild boy certified. He's better be a trash.
I stand with him.
Yeah, we need to get the Nigerian president on
I'm going to vote for him next term.
Absentee ballot.
I had my hair cut in Tanzania.
Tanzania.
By Tanzanians, Muslims. They're listening to that Muslim sound. The whole time they were cutting my hair.
The Black Hawk Down song.
Like, can you turn? Yeah, the soundtrack to Black Hawk Down was playing the whole time I was getting my edge up.
Did they cut your head off?
What?
I really was. I went in there for a straight razor, and I chickened out because I thought they would, like, Allah or whatever. So I didn't do it. You know what? What?
We think,
you know what they say?
Yeah, that Tanzanian locals are in the business of murdering Western tourists.
They're like, tourism's our only income, but while I've got you here, I can't help but slice your throat.
Yeah, I'll slice this one's throat for an international incident.
I wonder.
It could have happened. It didn't, thank God.
Did you get your standard chili bowl?
No, he did a really good fade. He did it better than anyone on this side of the pond.
Wow.
The pond, huh? What the fuck was that? Jesus. All right, anywhere movers. You're really pushing your luck over here. Hey, I watched a movie the other day.
All right.
Oh, fuck. It's time to talk about the movies. Follow us on Instagram at Silver Screen Studs.
All right, I'm trying to find it. I'm on the Bluetooth here. I watched The Last Blockbuster on Netflix.
Oh, the documentary?
Yeah, so I'm going to see if this comes through because, man, you guys are going to love this guy. He's soy personified. Oh, here he is. Man, look at this fucking story. Hold on, let me skip it. Hey, a fine documentary. Let's just start there, okay?
I've seen it 100 times.
Take a look at this guy.
And I'll think, well, you know, hey, I live right by Blockbuster. I'll walk down there and see if they have it. So the last one I wanted, very specific, was Insidious 2. So I was like, I'm going to walk to Blockbuster. I'm going to get Insidious 2. I grabbed my...
When he said that, I had to be like, is he talking about Insidious 2? Like, this movie came out like 2012.
Yeah, was there a Blockbuster around?
Well, he's...
I mean, the last one.
It's like, this guy, you think he's going to say like Dead Alive or some like old gore thing.
Home Alone 3.
Yeah. But you know, I want to go watch this faggy Insidious 2.
He's locked my door. I walk out my driveway.
Hope the story's going somewhere.
I just have to take one turn. Cross the railroad.
That guy gets more pussy than all of us combined is the problem.
Look around, find the movie myself.
Extra info.
My favorite part is like, okay, gotta go to horror, gotta go to the eyes, gotta, you know, like actually finding it. So I go up to the counter. They say, hey, are you ready to go?
You like this.
Like, I'm never in a hurry to leave, so I'm always like, I guess. Hey, if you're regular, you know that they either want your driver's license or they want
All right.
They want your card.
What do you guys think so far about my man?
What's the deal with Blockbusters?
No, I don't want to talk about. I want to talk about what your impressions
before
are.
Before we talk about that guy, he sucks. He clearly sucks.
What sucks about him?
Well, I mean, his appearance, is the way he keeps up with himself, his clothing, his voice, the way he tells a story with too much information.
The reenactment is kind of tough.
Yeah, the reenactment.
Nothing.
Are you ready to go? I guess. Nothing. Okay, BK has a different opinion.
What do you got on our boy here?
Ain't nothing wrong with him.
That's right.
Does he have a pride hat on? What's the hat?
Oh, Christ.
Broke his phone much? No, that's not pride. That is sloth. It's a different one of the seven sins.
Oh, okay. I see.
No, that's, I don't know what that is. It looks like a cake or a menorah.
Which
or something.
Which of the seven sins is gay? Lust?
I don't think gay is a sin.
Sodomy?
Oh, it's just not real. I'm sorry.
Gay isn't real. Here's the thing about gays. There's no such thing as gay.
Yeah, we've covered this ground. We've covered this ground. It's well-trodden ground that you don't believe in a lot.
It makes some trashies mad when I go off on that soapbox.
You mean, I'm very proud of all gay men, gay women out there in the world getting butt and pussy and dick. I watched the movie Seven, though, the other day. You ever seen that one?
Seven was the number one movie at the box office on my 10th birthday. October 2nd, 1995.
What a weird thing. I used to, my dad used to take me to a movie every Sunday, and I'd open the paper or I'd call movie phone and see what's playing. And I remember this poster for Seven was always in there, like, we got to go see it this weekend. And he'd always tell me no. I'd be like, this is fucked up. We've seen R-rated movies. Just take me to fucking see it. Quit being a pussy about it.
Right.
And then I saw it later in life. I was probably 13. I'm like, wow, he was right. I cannot imagine going to see this movie with my dad when I was like 10 years old.
I wanted to see it, but I would have been lost because I didn't see 1 through 6.
Okay. You know, they actually, when you're watching that movie, what's interesting about it.
I actually haven't seen it.
So it's in an unnamed city. It's meant to be like New York. It's very rainy. Mm-hmm. But it's clearly not filmed in New York when you're watching it as an adult. I'm like, okay.
It's L.A.
It's L.A., but David Fincher, it's one of his first movies. I mean, he made Alien 3 and all that. Alien Resurrection. Right. I don't remember which Alien he made.
Right.
But I was thinking, this had to be a motherfucker to make. This is pre-CGI. And they screened out the sun in all these city like streets in downtown L.A. and had rain machines going all the fucking time.
Oh, yeah. Rain machines are expensive.
I'm like, how much did this fucking movie cost? And they pulled it off. But it's a stylistic choice. And as a technical stud, I was like, let me look into this. Why does it look this way? What is the feed going on here?
Right.
They didn't remove the silver from the film when they were processing it. And it kind of gives it this dark feel the whole time. I'm like, oh, it's very interesting.
Yeah, I kind of thought that.
God damn it.
Hey.
I'm trying to connect to you on an autistic level.
I didn't see it.
Hey.
I haven't seen
What's
Seven.
In the box?
Yeah. I've seen, I get Fuck. It.
What's in the box?
Fuck. It's got the guy from Friends, Brad Pitt. Wasn't he on Friends?
Was he on Friends?
No, he was married to
the... Yeah, but he made a cameo on Friends.
Yeah, he made a stupid cameo.
That's where he's from.
It's got my boy K-Space. You know, I like him.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey was the bad
gay raped. Boy.
Speaking of gay not existing...
He did like to have sex with young.
He liked to put all his weight down on top of a young boy.
Yeah.
Which is a crime, apparently.
And Morgan Freeman, he looked old as fuck in that movie, and he's still around kicking. You know what they say, black don't crack.
Yeah, he got like reverse black
but
don't crack.
Does black die?
Well, no
is
sin
he
enough.
Alive?
Didn't have
he
you
get,
seen
didn't
him?
It, didn't he get Me Too'd?
No, he's... Like the one, oh, I think someone tried after he that. Got, after that grandpa movie came out with him and the Alan
too,
Arkin
Jason.
And all them. Some girl said he like hugged
grandpa
her too long.
Grandpa movie with Alan Arkin. What is he talking about?
And Robert De Niro.
Hey, I talk a lot. Can you fact check this guy while we're working here?
Yeah, Jesse,
he's
pull this up.
He's laying down on the couch. He's not even participating.
Wake up! Type this in your phone.
Alan Arkin.
Morgan Freeman.
Ben.
Grandpa movie.
What's the guy's name? Bobby De Niro.
Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley's in it, too.
There's no fucking way. This is not a real movie.
Yes, it is.
Gandhi. It's called Gandhi.
Wild Hogs?
It's not Wild
Hogs. Wild
Hogs
is for us. Okay. Are you looking it up? He fell asleep again.
Jesus Christ. This is going to go. Lucky Number 11?
That's not it.
All right.
Where's my phone?
We need a new producer.
You're bad at your job. What's the movie with Alan Arkin...
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley and Robert De Niro.
There's not a movie with all three of those. Bucket List.
Yeah, I think it's like the bank robber movie.
There's no way there's a movie with these people in it. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, it's called Going in Style.
Yeah, Going in Style.
And it's got Michael Caine
in
it.
Going in Style.
That's not the one I'm thinking of.
All right. You know, we need to move on. This is made up. You had a dream about this.
I went. Yeah. I woke up in a sweat.
What about a movie?
No. Is there a movie where they rob a bank, like, because their pensions get, like, all fucked up, so they...
Their pensions get fucked up.
Yeah.
What's a, going in style.
We're from Texas, okay? We don't have pensions.
This is bureaucracy for you.
Thank you. The Lady Killers with Tom Hanks. Yeah, that's the right one. Going in style.
All
right. Thanks for watching this week, folks.
The straight-to-DVD bullshit. All right. We're not watching it. Don't watch it, studs. Zero stud stars. Stud soldiers.
Yeah, zero stars.
Popcorns.
If you can't remember the title...
Zero stud popcorns. But back to Seven. What's in the box?
Is this some sort of reference?
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow's in it before she made all her money selling eggs.
Pussy candles?
She made pussy eggs and then pussy candles.
We need to buy one. I need to always have that scent in my house. Goop.
That'd be nice.
Just in the air, you know?
What didn't she name her kids weird shit like Apple?
Apple was their first.
That was a Chris Martin from Coldplay. Man, you used to like Coldplay.
I do. I don't anymore.
Why?
They're gay. No, I used to really like X and Y. You recall that album? Have you ever heard the song Yellow by Coldplay? Oh, you are.
So what are we doing tonight?
The Scientist was another one. The music video was backwards.
Yeah, he had a lot of sad song.
I never fell for the Coldplay trick. I was like, this is if U2 was even gayer.
Let me tell you, I went to a Coldplay concert in such odd year, whatever it was, with
was
a girlfriend.
When your appendix burst?
No, that was Linkin Park and Story of the Year. Thank you.
Story of the Year.
And POD.
I thought it was Evanescence.
No, it was POD, Story of the Year, Linkin Park.
First off, that sounds badass.
And
I understand why you're
I think POD's song... Southtown Warrior started it to rupture, and then Linkin Park, when they hit Crawling in My Skin, it just fully burst.
Crawling in How my ironic. Skin, these wounds they will not.
And the girl I was with was like, you're not having fun? And I was like, listen.
So Chester Bennington, he killed himself because of Pizzagate?
Well, his father's Tony Podesta, and he's raped his whole life.
Okay.
You understand this anywhere, movers.
And that brings us to our sponsor. Did you ever listen to the lyrics to one of their fucking songs?
I've listened to every song ever made. Same.
All right, hold on. This goes out to my boy.
He did a backflip off the Marshall stack to this song.
My boy Cobra and me used to drive up to QT every day after school, and jam this track, and get two Rooster Boosters.
Crank your volume on your device. Thank you. SOTY.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We all made fun of this as it was happening. Shit's badass.
Yeah, there's a lot of badass songs.
What's with the affectation they sing with during this time? I think she was described as like the Californication of the American.
That's what it is.
Well, who was that? Blink 182 man. What was his? Yeah, what was his line? Together for the he has the famous one everyone always makes fun of.
What's my name again?
I know what you're
Christ.
what's my name
the
again?
The worst podcast. I was gonna say it's always raining in my head,
close.
But that's Aaron Lewis of Stain.
Oh yeah, miss you.
I miss you.
That was Mark Hoppus that said I miss you into monotone.
They had to be Me Too. Have we covered this ground? They were Me Too the fuck out of people, right?
No, you know who was vindicated? Tom DeLonge went crazy because he said there was UFOs.
Chris Carrabba, vindicated.
Chris Carrabba. That boy could write a sad song right at the time where I was getting my heart broken first time.
Tune that guitar down to like C sharp and rip it up.
No, he had the worst fucking tuning. It was all open D.
Was it open D?
It was like D, A, D, G, D.
Yeah, it was weird.
D, 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 D. Like every note was D and you could just...
You're like, let me play a dashboard song.
You play
real
one
quick.
Finger anywhere on the guitar, and then you
totally,
can just, yeah. PK knows what we're talking about.
But when you're jamming on your Yamaha acoustic and you're trying to learn songs, you're like, I gotta turn all these fucking knobs to play this ruined puzzle. Not gonna happen,
bro. You know you got so much college pussy.
Well, he All those guys did. I guarantee Blink-182 was running around the country crushing 15-year-old puss.
Why they were
like 37 years old.
A lot of people, you know, I opened for Dashboard once.
No, you opened for Further Seems Forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it. Let's be honest with everybody.
I forget. Hey, I also saw that other shit band way after the fact. The one that sings about Constantine.
Oh, Simple Plan?
I'm sorry? Something Corporate. I went to a Something Corporate
Our
concert.
Our producer finally fucking accomplished.
Hey, good morning. I went to a Something Corporate concert when I was like, I don't know, 30. And the place was crawling with just like sorority pussy, baby.
What?
The room smelled intoxicating.
Have you ever been to a concert and the crowd is not what you would expect?
Yes.
Or you go for like the headliner and everyone's there for the opener and you don't know the opener and you're like, I don't know what the fuck
this
is
guy.
Here.
What?
When we go see Matt Kearney?
No, you remember when we went to see a Perfect Red. Circle, but Mars Volta opened.
Yeah.
The whole time Mars Volta was playing, he was like, "This sucks. Why is that guy playing a tambourine? He's probably the singer's brother." And then the people
one of the most accomplished prog bands.
The people
of the last
in front of us
years.
Were so mad because they were only there for them.
Yeah, yeah, they were leaving.
Yeah, they left when APC came on.
Yeah, it was right before Deloused and the Comatorium came out, and so they were like, a huge indie. And plus, they had that Texas presence from at the drive-in, and PK's like.
Yeah, he hated it.
Well,
and then we were like, we just want Maynard.
I ended up liking.
You
want to
hear three Libras over?
Play it again.
Yeah,
yeah. Backwards to three Libras.
Just play three. What was the other one? They had
Judas.
March to the rhythm.
Oh yeah, you used to crank that in your Chevrolet.
Yeah,
you were like, check this one out. It's called The Noose, and then you just make me sit there and listen to it at full volume.
No, yeah. He would always play
AC Blast.
Taproot. I'm gonna put Taproot on.
Chevelle was a big player.
Well, Chevelle is a badass.
I discovered Chevelle.
A guy at my gym, one of the only people I talk to at the gym when I'm there, he's this big redhead firefighter guy.
Do we have any more drink?
We never talk.
Producer.
We never talk about music or anything, and he's like, "Man, have you heard the new Chevelle record?" And I'm like, "No." He's like, "Man, it's badass. You got to check it out." And I'm over here. I have like Waka Flocka Flame blasting in my headphones. I'm like,
"Yeah, let me check it out. It's all power chords." Hey, Anywhere Movers, why don't you load your truck up with a drink and bring it over here?
Our producer's up.
Just grab that whiskey in a couple glasses. When I say cuppa, I mean...
You can pour yourself one, too.
Don't get out of control, but you
tequila.
Can have some. I thought... I'll get you some tomorrow.
This was a PK special.
What is this? Taproot?
Yeah. You don't remember this song?
Oh.
We had a moment with this song. We're driving from the Rough Riders game.
The lightning strike.
Yeah.
Right when the breakdown happens.
Like we both
every band them. Sucked for a little while there.
No. Okay. Time has been kind to these bands.
Who's worse?
You could throw this up on TikTok and probably get some black people be like, "This is the jam." I've seen people listening to Korn.
Black people?
I've seen black people listening to Korn on TikTok.
You remember when Korn's selling point was that they had the loudest PA in existence?
Yeah, they played
imagine
like the
that,
loudest concert
that
ever.
That being your
I remember seeing like the
your
loudest
value prop.
The loudest concert ever was like Reunion Arena, Korn and Stained. I was like, man, I
like,
fucking
is it good?
Missed it. I can't fucking.
Who cares if it's good? It's the
we
loudest concert.
We did see
concert.
Korn and we did see Stain at Freakers Ball.
Oh yeah, with Disturbed.
Who there was big
who would
fires?
Win in a fight, Korn or Aaron Lewis?
Aaron Lewis has got the bro country movement behind him now.
Really?
No. Yeah, he went country, right?
Oh yeah.
Everyone goes country. That's kind of like, you know,
finding, like going hardcore evangelical later in life. Yeah. We need more actors going hard right when they get older. Like Kevin Sorbo, James Woods.
James Wood.
We need like a good one. Oh, Clint Eastwood always had the
undertone. Oh, and your other boy from Anaconda, we just talked about him, John Boyd.
John Boyd.
His daughter won't even talk to him.
He's a wild boy. Those are old guys. You need someone to flip the script on them.
Well, Chris Pratt will be our next hero.
He's too milquetoast. He doesn't want to fuck with that Marvel China money.
Neither would I, buddy. Make me a movie star. I'll say whatever.
What do y'all think of that, Trashies? Hit us in the comments. You want to hear more Taproot next week? We'll try to find more songs they made.
We'll get you.
What's your favorite song?
You want more or less Taproot? That's the question.
Pulse Ultra.
Now, Pulse Ultra, most of our listeners won't be familiar with. They were out of Canada.
Why would anyone be familiar with any of the garbage we like?
Well, some of these were chart toppers. I don't all think Pulse Ultra ever even got on the radio. Nice. What about I don't even know how we came across that crap.
No, it was all your boy swag levels.
Hope you like your whiskey neat.
Yeah, thanks for the ice, bud.
Hey, can you go get us some ice, producer?
Can you put some, like, I don't know, sugar in here?
I like an old-fashioned.
I want a Slurpee.
Do you have a cedar plank and a creme brulee gun? You can smoke these glasses.
Just unplug it.
You guys remember Slurpees?
We do need to hire a producer that we can just boss around. This guy's not really working out.
It is good when you can abuse somebody. Like, we try to abuse PK, he just kind of lays back and takes it.
I think
it.
The beef of the week is us and our producer.
Why is the beef? Hey,
fuck you, man.
I smell like beef.
Beef of the week.
Piece of shit.
Hey, thank you. Are you going to pour it, or are you just going to set it in the middle of the table?
Oh, Christ.
Anyways, we're in Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Did you wash your hands?
Oh, thank you. Hey, good work. Not all. You just turn my fucking mic off? What happened to my microphone?
No, you're still talking. Oh, he bumped it.
So far in Miami, we got a sandwich.
Not me.
Oh, we saw dolphins.
I had a cheese tray on the plane.
We saw Belle Dauphine.
Everybody say where you sat on the plane. I'll go first. 1C.
17C.
First class, 1C.
17D.
Producer?
I'm a man of the people.
1D.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Anywhere movers?
I sat up there with the producer and we went over the show.
Anywhere movers sat in the... No, you sat in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Can I get some of that? Or
no, he's not going to pour it.
All right.
One thing about Anywhere Movers is he likes to blow it up.
He does have big, fat Italian logs.
He'll move your shit, though.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. One way or another, he's moving shit, either out of his asshole or he's moving it...
I'm so sick of the fucking Italians coming over here and bossing everybody around about how Italian food gets made. If I want to make carbonara with I don't have to make the fucking guacamole myself, it should be something I can do. But these Italians come around here and say, my nonna used to do it this way.
You know, I speak Italian fluently.
Oh, yeah? Hold on. We have an Italian weighing in.
I don't have anything to say.
I did a 23andMe. I'm 1% Southern Italian.
What?
So.
You? Rat tail?
That's right, folks.
I'm literally 100% sub-Saharan African.
Are you from South Africa?
No, like Central.
That's sub-Sahara.
Well, I mean, everything's sub-Sahara if you go around far enough.
What am I?
Just looking at you, you're Nordic. You're a white, honky Nordic devil.
Oh, I thought you were going to finish German. That strong, you pussy boy.
German.
Hmm?
What's your least favorite ethnicity of white American? It's gotta be Irish.
Isn't
No, I like the Irish. Well, women?
Well, don't.
I've never seen an Irish woman.
Don't get me started on women.
All Irish are just like stupid guys.
Think about all the people up in Boston, bossing people around.
Again, I can't think of a woman from Boston. Besides maybe Minnie Driver.
What about the girl, the redhead, Julianne
Moore?
Yeah, she's got to be from Boston.
Why?
Now I'm just thinking
about her.
That's a
you know what, I like Midwestern women.
Like who's that?
Just no, I don't know. I like the accent.
Ooh, like oh, PK's mom.
Yeah, like that.
Oh, Danny. Oh, Danny. Oh, PK, you mean?
Pick up your chore. You got to do your chore.
Oh, Penny.
That's not even how she sounds.
I need you to drain the tub.
I don't know how to do a Midwestern
always,
accent.
I know. It
turns into a little Jewish.
It's always a Jewish woman.
Oh, you got to drain? You got to drain the tub.
Oh, Woody Allen.
Yeah. Oh, you can't go out tonight until you...
What about the Asian women, huh?
Oh, hell
what about
yeah.
Them? I don't know. When I was like 10, my uncle was like, you like Asian women? I was like,
what's your favorite?
I didn't know the answer. I was like, I don't know. And he's like, I'm from California, so I have a fetish for Asian women.
Oh, yeah.
I had to look that word
up. I like Asian women.
Yeah, I like the way the pussy sideways.
Yep.
You know, when they go down the slide, it sounds like this.
That's not true.
No, it's true. I used to be engaged to one.
Oh.
She was half chink.
Okay.
I mean Chinese.
3456. We'll mark that one.
No, I'm gonna talk. I want to talk about it.
Okay, we're finally ready to talk about Marlon's former engagement.
He's half Japanese, half Potawatomi, Native American.
Ooh. I remember, I'm going to tell you guys personal story here. Okay. I'm going to get real. A few moments, Biff gets real on the pod. After my friend Marlo found love at the Aldo across the...
Oh,
across,
I work. PK
no,
was the,
no,
he's
no,
the
no.
spun the
across
scout.
The way...
I'm the matchmaker.
Brookstone,
he
at the Stonebriar Mall. I said, look at that real piece of slit standing there stocking shoes.
Well, she would look at herself in the... We would count how many times she would look at herself in the mirror.
There was another girl
Should
there.
Should have been a red flag.
Our producer was dating at the time who worked there, right? Oh, yeah. He's on his head. He's thinking
you
about...
There?
No, his girlfriend at the time worked there.
Yeah,
he used to love to fuck her. Big time. Yeah. He loved it.
He used to.
Big time, though.
Today, he wouldn't want to.
No.
But he used to love, he looked forward to it.
Anyways, Marlito, some way or another, gets connected to...
No, because I was across the way working at the electronics store.
Little China girl.
And somebody told me, one of y'all told me.
And me.
You told me, on your break, you need to come over here and check this out. So on my lunch break, I went over there and I checked it right out. And I went in there and I said, I'm buying a pair of shoes.
You got to come see this little geisha bitch working fucking Aldo.
And I said, would you like to...
Go see a movie.
Move in with me.
Would you like to have sex in my Ford Ranger?
Now, I was a virgin at the time.
No, but my story was going to end up... and I don't know how truthful this was. You could have been eating a pastry of some sort, but you had a nice red spot in the passenger seat of your Ford Ranger.
What?
I know what that was from.
And you would...
Kool-Aid.
No, he claimed it was from sex because he was just laying down that good dick on this.
It's what black people call period blood.
And he would make a joke out of it because we were into Peter Gabriel at the time, if you can believe it. This was 2000. You know, as every 19-year-old boy in 2005 was. And he would play, Red Rain is coming down.
Yeah.
We need some Peter Gabriel.
I thought it'd be
going.
Red
wine.
That's not Peter Gabriel.
Yeah. The thing is, I was a young man. I was confused.
But you just let that blood sit on your seat forever.
Well, I didn't have any, like, soda water in my truck. It was a...
I know. I tried to sniff it a few times, and the scent was long gone. We'd be at work at Circuit City, rest in power, and I'd sneak out and say, hey, man, you run out to the truck real quick. I got to get cigarettes. And I'd go out there and just rub my nose in the fucking...
I used to work at a mortgage company.
What?
Also, man, you leave a trail of destruction in your wake.
I've worked at over 100 places. And I used to work at this place, and we'd go in the parking garage and fuck on our lunch break in the truck in broad daylight. Can you believe this?
Oh, my God.
Can you believe
this? I literally look back, and I'm like, how was I so, like, I had my blinders on. Like, clearly coworkers could see us.
Well, that's part of the fun. I mean, I had a child that way. My third job.
Yeah, but I was thinking about that. You did that there. I was like, that's insane. I used to do it in Taco Bell's parking lot.
Now you only do it in your bed with the lights off.
We say a prayer. We light a candle.
Yeah, but you want your wife.
We do the flag at half mast.
Yeah, but you need
in and out.
You need your wife to throw that ass in a circle. Hey, you like it when your wife throws down that good pussy, producer? Yeah. Speaking of
thumbs up.
Speak up. Oh, two thumbs up for the wife pussy. That's here.
You're producing. You should know if you're on.
You're on.
This is the Raw Dog King, everybody. This is
Mr. Horn Dog.
And watch out for your sinks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He likes to blast. Yeah.
A little behind the scenes story there. My man likes to stand right over the sink.
Doesn't
jerk
matter.
Off into it. Turn on the cold water. Rush it down.
Hey, you don't want to use warm water.
If
it'll
you invite
congeal.
Him over, make sure to check your sink.
Well, all my sinks are this high.
I've had to clean my U-trap.
Just because of that.
He's come over and stayed for the weekend before, and I've had to get the snake out and clean out the U-trap in my upstairs sink.
Yeah. At my house, it's called a C-trap because it traps so much of his cum.
Oh, I see. It's actually a U-trap, though.
I call it they call it a P-trap.
Oh, do they?
Plumbers do.
Well, I'm not a fucking plumber.
Thank God.
I do like to lay pipe, though.
Dude, he loves to fuck.
Yeah,
my
does.
Friend.
Anyway. Big sink jerk.
Yeah, big sink jerker. Tell everyone your special move.
Well, there's four sinks here. I've counted them all.
Oh!
That's the first thing he does when he walks in the room like a Navy SEAL.
Sink's
looking for weapons, but instead he walks in and he's like, sink here, All right. Yeah. I could spin you over here and do a sink move here.
We got to let him do his thing first.
We're here for 4 days, and there's four sinks. Yeah.
So he likes to stand the jerk.
One per day.
His carry-on was just a bunch of Drano. All right, I'm all set.
Have you ever tried to jerk off, like, kneeling and you get a Charlie horse?
Yeah, you're describing 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th grade.
Saying, are you praying?
No, I think one time I was, like, really feeling it in, like, 10th grade, and I, like, just, like, dropped to my knees to try to blast, and it caught me
like
a Charlie
in the
horse.
Moment you dropped or you started dropping?
No, I dropped. Oh, and then wow. I caught me a Charlie horse, and it was fucking one of the worst pains
ever. So you started standing up, like, at attention?
I might have, you can't, the prior to that's a blur, because the flash of pain that came with the ecstasy.
I have had a Charlie horse.
I probably got, like, a condition that developed from that.
My friend in 7th grade taught me you're supposed to start on your knees, so that's how I started.
Do you remember, I don't want to say his name.
The first time you ever did it was on your knees?
No, it wasn't the first time. But I remember a guy in Woodshop in 9th grade, a young black man in Woodshop in 9th grade, told me I was with our photographer
friend. What was he doing in there, stealing all the tools?
Our photographer friend JD and this guy, you would know him, I'll tell you his name in a minute. He said, if you jerk off standing up and you clench your butt cheeks as hard as you can and you drink milk, you come harder than you ever.
I was like, that last part.
Well, I was like, I don't like to drink milk, so I'm not going to try it.
But hey, whatever you got to do to get these kids drinking their milk.
I think he got milk? These fetishes people develop.
Do they still, I was wondering about this the other day, do they still have commercials on the TV that are just basically telling you to drink milk? Like when we were younger, it was like, you got to eat. Every commercial was like, eat eggs.
There was.
They weren't selling anything.
They were in your business about Got Milk, weren't they? They had Frankie Muniz with the milk mustache.
They had Milk Does a
Talk
Body
Talk about
good.
Like a culture icon, Frankie Muniz, man.
Now
Malcolm. With a milk mustache, Malcolm. You think my 12-year-old ass wasn't like, man, that lands. It for sure did.
That was a long marketing campaign. How many years you
think? Oh, wow. Thanks, producer.
Okay, hang on, hey, hang on. He wants to talk about marketing.
Don't turn me down yet.
No, I'm turning
big
you
big milk.
Spotlight's on you. Go ahead, talk about milk.
Well, I was going to ask you.
We're losing our subscribers.
I'm unsubscribing. Well, we're down to one, so from two.
Yeah. Do you remember?
No. No, let's clear the floor. We want to talk about milk.
Yes, we were being conned. I agree.
It used to be Milk Does a Body Good. Yeah, and then there was one where a hot girl was walking by, and this guy goes, Milk did her body good.
And the Gillette guy said, dude, you can't say
remember
that.
Remember that one commercial? Okay, back up just a second.
Okay.
So mad. It's like, not the way
you
it
motherfuckers.
Happened.
Who did He's Team Alexander Gillette. Hamilton have a duel with? Aaron Burr?
Oh, yes. Someone has not seen Hamilton.
He won't watch Hamilton, and you know why.
But because of all the Puerto Ricans. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The Puerto Chicans.
I do.
And then, do you remember the milk commercial where Aaron Burr dies and he goes to what he think is heaven, and there's cookies, a bunch of chocolate chip cookies, and he eats some, and he opens the fridge and there's no milk, and he goes,
No, I'm I like, don't.
Kids are like, that's funny. Aaron Burr in heaven?
Yeah.
That lands.
No kid's going to fucking know who Aaron Burr is.
How do they advertise to teenagers now?
No, I don't know.
Just good pussy on talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's on the talk now.
Man, just show some tits, man.
The other one was the Incredible Edible Egg.
Did you like California Raisins?
That was one too. Yeah, but that was a product, wasn't it?
It was a product. But I feel like it's
a memorable
commercial.
Yeah, but they had like their own TV show.
No, hang on, Raisins Talk. Go ahead.
I thought we were talking about just old.
A raisin in the sun.
Am I missing it here?
Going off about raisins.
Jesus. Who invited this guy?
What am I? Am I the new PK here?
Oh,
I
mean, the mic's there, but you're not a co-host.
Anywhere Movers is going to throw up.
Anywhere Movers
is going to shit.
This is having a panic attack.
He's going to go check off. Man, there is a sink in there. He FaceTimes his wife to jack off. See, I came. I don't have any. See, now I'm going out. Now I'm not going to do anything
nothing
wrong.
Nothing left.
Where'd you get a banana?
Did you buy those?
Hey. Yeah, where the fuck did you get a banana?
Those are Devin's.
You brought
bananas.
That from home? Yeah. That's a Texas banana.
That's a customs violation.
Yeah, they probably shipped that from Florida to Texas, and he bought it.
You look too concerned about this.
That's a lot of travel for that banana.
I used to deep throat bananas in high school for a laugh.
I almost made you do that on the at the Centurion Lounge this morning.
Yeah, but you think?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell me about the Centurion Lounge.
I try to think about my thought process here because I'm like a 17-year-old boy, and I'm like, you know what would be good for a laugh is if I pretend like I'm sucking a big, long dick. Yeah.
And then accidentally touch the part of your body that turns you gay.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you'd be go deep enough.
Well, here we are, Miami Pride Week. Yeah. So
you hit the spot.
I'm trying to hit another spot this week after I caught E. coli.
Okay, so 2/3 of the hosts now have E. coli antigens.
Have had poison in their body.
How the fuck did you get E. coli?
Well, I wasn't pissing so good after my back surgery, and my bladder filled up with bacteria and it inflamed my prostate. He put his dick in a bag.
Likely story.
He put his dick in a bag of dog shit.
Well.
I can vouch for it. I'll get somebody on the fucking phone.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Did it only impact your piss?
No, so what had happened was...
He's talking about cum.
Was your cum
Well,
pink?
I started feeling really bad, and it felt like my prostate was the size of like a softball, and I was burning, and I couldn't pee. Mm-hmm. And then I said, where's your prostate? It's like inside
your chest.
It's in your taint.
Oh, right.
Right on the other side of your asshole. It's sort of kind of deep in there. You can feel it. You'll know if there's something wrong. Trust me.
You've never
had the inflamed prostate feeling after coming ever in your life?
I have.
Or it feels like you have to pee a lot or anything like that? It's your prostate being overactive.
It's pinching, so it feels like you have to pee, but it's just your prostate swollen. It's like a golf ball.
Now, imagine you've had months of piss sitting in your bladder because you've had back surgery and your nerves aren't healed.
Let me put it in a way he can understand. You know how your gas tank, the bottom of your gas tank has all that dirt in it? You never really get to that bottom part? That's how his bladder was. It was full of piss that he never got out.
So, I started getting real sick, fever. I said, I need to go see somebody about this bad boy. And they put me on an antibiotic, and they ran my piss culture. And they said, homeboy, you got yourself some E. coli.
Oh, shit.
You know what I did? I had no shame about it. I called up all the homies.
I said, guess what? Hello, guess what?
Can you answer my question,
friends?
Though?
Oh, what was the question?
Well, no, so I didn't try to come
did
during...
Did you try to pop any
well, no,
off?
During the initial fury, I couldn't. It was too much pain. But like a couple days later, as I start to feel better, I tried to come a few times, and boy, did it burn. It just felt like...
That's all I got.
Afterwards, you would have a nice...
Follow-up question?
You could just turn it down.
That's all?
What flavor ice cream did you get?
Well, anyways, they put me on a nice antibiotic. Now I'm pissing good, and I got
chocolate.
I got
chip.
Some medicine to make me piss nice and strong. Everybody, Biff's back on. He's back on the prowl.
He's back on his bullshit. Clean
back,
piss.
Back jerking.
Hey, this pod got me pissing good, baby.
Yeah, baby. Miami, baby.
You peed in the ocean earlier today.
Yeah, I have to be very still when I pee in the ocean. There's too much motion. I gotta like.
Nobody look at him.
Yeah, I get stage fright. Do you get stage fright?
Even in the ocean, where you can just go. He's like, don't look at me. Stay away.
Yeah. Don't touch
There's
me.
There's dolphins. I got to start over.
Well, it's all
dolphins.
Because in first grade, I was trying to... Well, I was probably... Maybe I was in kindergarten. I was trying to pee in the stall. Actually, I was trying to poop. And one of the first graders, he has sickle cell now. So I think I win.
Oh, it's
long term. You're gonna win that battle.
He climbed up over the wall of the stall and pointed and laughed at me.
Was this Nick Nash?
No, he said he's pooping. And ever since then, I've had stage fright in public bathrooms. So
did it give you a kink though? Because it should give you a kink if you did it right.
I do love black guys.
I mean, it does. When you're at a urinal and someone comes up, and there's obviously
if someone's next to me at a urinal, it's over. Unless I'm already streaming.
It's over.
Like I just gotta walk out.
Sometimes you just gotta.
Have you ever been at a trough? Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Some bars it's not happening. What are they thinking?
How dare they?
That's some kind of a gay hookup.
That bar didn't, what was it, Lucky Lou's, where it was like shoulder-to-shoulder trough? I'm like, I can't be in here.
And there's like steam coming out of it on the cold days.
I would just walk out into the into the alley and pee. I was like, I can't.
I'll just pee my pants.
I can't. Like, I could have to pee so fucking bad, but if I'm shoulder-to-shoulder with some drunk fucking frat boy, it's not happening.
I have to pee right now.
I do be peeing.
And you guys have seen my dick plenty. You saw my dick 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's not like you're afraid.
About an hour
ago. There's some kind of psychological thing when it comes to...
You can't get past that. There's one final wall.
Yeah, it's the actual sweet release of urine that I struggle with. And that's probably why I have E. coli building up in me now.
You think you get it back?
Oh God, I hope so.
I was a one and done with E. coli.
Yeah, but you got it from that bag of dog shit.
That's inaccurate.
No, I got it from his gook girlfriend.
Oh,
this was in high school.
Cum sock.
Some no, the doctor didn't nail down what it was, but I can pretty much deduce.
He thought you fucked the dude.
He thought I fucked someone's butt. He didn't say it was a guy.
But you sir, did. Sir, you only get this.
Okay,
from
here's
having
what's even funnier.
You only get this from having shit in your dick.
I'm 18 years old, and I hadn't been to the doctor since I was a kid, so I went to my pediatrician, Dr. Sherrod. I hadn't seen him since I was like 5, and he's like, "Oh, you've really grown up. What's the problem?" I'm like, "I'm pissing blood." And I showed him my pediatrician my large dick.
Yep.
He was like, my, you've grown.
You do have a big-ass dick.
He said, "Wow, set that on the table right here. Let me take a look."
And he sucked on it a little bit.
He measured it.
Yeah.
He's like, "Yeah, looks good."
Jesus Christ, get in here, Cheryl.
Hold on. We need your mom to leave the room for a second.
Yeah. No, he did. He took care of me, though. Gave me the antibiotics. Cleaned it right up.
Slid a couple fingers in.
This is the official E. coli podcast. You need to get it now, PK.
Well, give it to me.
We're going to find it tonight. We're going to go out there. We're going out there on Ocean Ave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can get it.
If there's any place that I can get E. coli, it's here on South Beach.
Oh, is anyone in that cruise ship out there?
Hey, listen, we should probably wrap this up. This is one of the worst episodes we've ever done.
No, you're wrong. That cruise ship is docked, but all the lights just came on as if they were, maybe it's a ghost ship.
Something's going on out there. There's a lot more going on than we think there is.
The whole time we're in the ocean, you kept going, "Man, when that cruise ship goes by, the waves are going to be so big."
It's like 70 miles offshore.
Oh, yeah. On the horizon, it's just sitting there.
It was bothering
me. It's still there 10 hours later.
Here it comes.
The wake.
Anywhere Movers is running screaming from his sharks. He saw like a 2-foot-long dolphin.
Like
it was like trying to play with him. It's swimming with him. Like it could have had the experience of a lifetime.
My boy hates sharks.
I do be hating sharks, though. Well, it depends on the shark.
I'm thinking about moving down here.
Yeah, let's do it. Fuck it.
This has been chill.
Yeah, fuck it. What do we got now?
This is Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card.
I've been thinking about that song a lot today. But we're on Ocean Street.
What?
He's talking about L.A., bro.
Fuck L.A.
That's where we're
is
doing
this the one
next?
That's about protecting a girl against rape? No, that's Red Card Apparatus.
Oh, yeah. No, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Whatever.
Red Card. I've seen Yellow Card live with two millennial women, and it was torture.
Who?
My wife and her friend.
They're
you know what they do?
Oh, yeah, bro. Like, I remember this song on the radio.
You ever see your wife or girlfriend or any girl your age like go wild at a concert? You're like, that's so gay.
Just stop.
But if you do it, it's all cool.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm having fun, but when you do it, that's super gay. Like, imagine going buck wild to this song.
Hey, is dancing gay?
I could let go to this song.
Every girl in 2008 with their bang swoop is like, and their low cut, low
we're
rise
like 2005.
Jeans.
2004.
Really? Who fucking cares?
You were listening to this in 2008?
You should be listening to Boom Boom Wow.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, that's what you should listen to. Fergalicious.
Yeah. All right. I got to piss.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We're going to have we're going to take a break and we're going to record 10 more episodes tonight.
I'm gay.